Hello, my name is Tamiko. Hello, my name is Tamiko. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Yes, I spoke with one of your colleagues on the 18th concerning my refund, and then she left me a message today that they need my email to verify some information before they can refund. So I'm just trying to, the message.
Let me get your. Okay, let me get your zip code to pull your account up to see what's going on.
It's 30281.
Can I get your first and last name?
The first name is Augustine, AUGUSTINE. And then my last name is Opokuwe, OP.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, spell your last name again, O.
Okay, it's O as in Oscar, P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, K as in Kilo, U as in Uniform, and then space, W as in Whiskey, A as in Apple, R as in Romeo, E as in Echo. Opoku, where?
Okay, so it's O-P-O-K-U space W-A-R-E?
Yeah.
And spell your first name again.
Augustine, like the month August, and I-N-E.
I-M-E, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not pulling anything up. So August, I-M-E, O-P-O-K-U, space, where, D-W-A-R-E.
Yeah.
I'm not pulling you up that way, and I'm not pulling you up by your zip code. Do you have an order number on file?
Yeah.
Do you have an order number that I can try to pull up?
Yeah, just give me a minute. I'm trying to pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 680.
Mhm.
513.
Mhm.
46.
46.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I ain't pulling nothing up by that. So you say it's 680-513-46?
No. That's 0 between 3 and 4.
Okay, repeat it for me. 680.
513.
Uh-huh. 046. Oh, 046. Okay, sorry about that.
That's all good.
No, I ain't pulling nothing up by that either. Trying to see what else I can ask you on here. Do you have the credit card that you use?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits.
Okay. You said the first 6?
The first 6 numbers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, the first 6 is 5, 5, 8, 3, 6, 5.
858-855-8365.
Yes.
And let me get the last four digits.
1528.
No, I ain't pulling nothing up. I'd try to pull you up all kind of ways. Let me see. Maybe I could try your address. You sure that you're calling the right company?
Yeah.
Let me get your address.
The address is 428
mm-hmm.
Brunswick Circle. Brunswick. Brunswick.
Okay.
And then second. And the city is Stockbridge. Like Stock and then Bridge together. Stockbridge.
Okay.
And the zip code is GA30281.
Stockbridge, Georgia?
Yeah.
No, sir, I'm not pulling you up. I've tried everything. Whatever was done, I guess it was done, canceled or something like. But I'm not pulling you up at all. And I've tried your address, your first and last name, the card number, and the order number. You cold too? Okay. Yeah, sir, I'm trying to see what else I can. Yeah, I'm not pulling you up. Trying to see what else I can ask you. Let me try your phone number. Can I get your phone number that you had on
504-551-8413.
Okay. No, sir. I ain't pull you up that way either. I'm sorry, but I just tried everything to try to pull up your account, and I'm not pulling you up at all, period. I don't know who you spoke to earlier concerning your account and what had happened.
Yeah. She called me today and then left me a message because I spoke with her.
And this the number she left you?
This is the number I called to speak to that person. So when she called me, she didn't leave a number. She said, call me back. And so, but I called this number to speak with her. So I was calling the same number.
For some reason,
when she called, the number that came on doesn't start with your this number. It started with kind of local number.
Oh.
But
okay.
She didn't say I should call that number. She said call back, and I know that this is a number I called to speak with the person. So.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Sir, do you know what product you were calling about, and how much were you charged?
I was charged $76.68.
Okay.
And the thing is, it was a promotion from Capital One, so they said that I'm only paying for shipment fee. So I paid $6.95, and then 2 days later, I saw that they have taken $76.68 in addition to the $6.95. So.
Sir, let me get your zip code one more time. Let me see if I can pull you up that way again. 30281. 30281. And it ain't none of those. It's Augusta Maine.
Yes.
I remember his name, but yeah. Do you know when you ordered this, sir?
Let me see if I can find the date. It was October 20th.
He said he opened it up October the 20th.
Yeah.
I think it canceled till on the day after the charge. So, I mean, he called in after the charge is already there. So that's why he was charged. Please.
That was the 9-8 when he said, and that was canceled. This charge was 11-11-2022.
Yeah, that's on 11. He called in.
And you said you spoke to someone earlier, and then they supposed to give you a call back. And
I spoke to her on the 18th, I think 3 days ago. And then today, she left me a message. I did not see her call.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to locate your account. For some reason, I can't find it at all. Let me try, And your first name, AUGUSTIME?
INE, N as in Nancy.
Oh, N as in Nancy.
Yeah.
Okay. And O C O K.
No. It's O as in Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
P as in Paul.
Okay. O K U.
O as in Oscar. K as in kilo. U as in uniform. And then space W A R E.
Try just his first name. He had gave me an order number, but it was 68 something. It wasn't in two.
Was it just numbers or did it have letters?
It didn't have no letters in it. Okay. Okay. Hold on, sir. I'm going down this long list.
4044.
Hello. I'm here. Okay. I tried to. You might have to call your card number again and see if they can give you a number.
Okay.
And you can and call that number again because I'm not pulling you up nowhere.
Okay.
I had to try all kinds of ways to try to pull you up, and I'm not pulling you up at all. I am so sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.